Blog Talk Radio.
Amongst friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Hello, hello, hello. Tonight it is going to be off the hook. Can I just say that the topic tonight is open relationships and swingers. Is this the way to go to improve the opinion of marriage and society? And when I tell you, we got some stuff that's about to go down tonight as it relates to this conversation, so you need to go ahead and pull up your chair, open your mind, and come on, let's talk about it. So you know, we have our faithful group. We have Joey.
What's up, world?
We have Heather.
Good evening.
And we have PJ.
Hey, everybody.
And then we also have two special guests tonight. We have Q, who is a first-timer on our show. And then we also have Ezell, who has been here a couple of times.
Glad to be back. Glad to be back.
So,
thank you for having me.
So, without further ado, we just need to go ahead and jump on into this conversation, and let's just really talk about this thing. And so, how we want to do this first is we want to talk about, we're not going to even go into any specifics on how we're going to do it. We're just going to talk about it. First, we're just going to talk about how do you feel about is swinging and open relationships the way to improve the opinion of the marriage and society? Let's go.
No.
You say no, and why do you say
no? Who said no? Who said no?
Heather said no.
Heather said no.
Yes.
Because,
establish for me what swinging is so that we're clear. Let me just say what I believe you're saying when you say swinging. Having a sexual experience with another partner outside of your husband or wife. Is that the gist of swinging?
No, that's cheating.
Okay,
swinging,
what is swinging?
Swinging in this pure technical sense is married or committed couples branching out and meeting other committed or married couples. And the thing that separates swinging from cheating is both parties know and aware and set their own rules of what's going down.
Difference basically is communication.
Okay, so because I'm giving you permission to screw somebody else, it's okay.
I give you permission to drive my car, it's okay.
Yes, it is. And I'm just saying that's what we're saying, that that's swinging and it's okay. And my answer to the question, again, is no. I'm not going to say that that's necessary to improve your marriage. What I will say about marriage is this, that a married couple, a committed couple, two adults have the right to do whatever they want to do, and it's not for me or anybody else to say that I agree with it or don't agree with it, because what works in your relationship works for you. It's just like how people run their household. Some people, the man is the head of the household. Some, he's not. Some people have joint bank accounts. Some people have separate accounts. What works in your home and in your marriage and in your bed, that's what works for you. But I would not prescribe or suggest that swinging will improve marriages in this country.
And I highly agree with that.
In order
for a married couple to work, it's between them two, and perhaps a marriage counselor or whoever, not outside influences. So I agree with you in that aspect.
If the question is solely, will it save a marriage? I mean, no, that in and of itself may not.
Of course not. No.
But is it a vehicle? Is it a... It is. Is it a different way of doing things if what you've done for 7 years isn't working? Of course.
Okay. Well, how does it help? Tell me that.
What if your marriage is stagnant because of sin? How do you bring a different dynamic into it? Do you have your wife put on a wig, or, you know, use toys or some other apparatus? If you're bringing another person in, that's what that is. That's another apparatus. It's just another toy or vehicle to rekindle what's missing.
So you believe that bringing another person in or another couple is just like bringing in a toy, a wig, a piece of lingerie?
And of course, I know you're always going to say people always have feelings, and that's true, but I know some women have gotten addicted to their vibrator and would rather play with it than their man, so that's no different.
You put a lot of value on people. If a person and a vibrator kind of had the same value in a relationship.
What was that? I missed that statement.
I said it sounds like the person who was just talking. I'm sorry, who was just talking?
Ezel,
this is PJ. Your statement doesn't seem like it doesn't put a lot of value on a human being. If a human being and a vibrator are in the same category as far as relationships, I wouldn't dare put a vibrator or anything like that, or even a video in the same category that I would put a human being.
You're looking at the wrong part of the equation. I'm talking about the person that gets attached to the vibrator by the person that gets attached to the relationship. I'm not speaking of the vibrator itself. You're focusing on the wrong thing.
No, I'm just listening to what you're saying.
Well, no, understand what I'm saying. I said I know there are people that get attached to their vibrator or toys, and I know that people will say, well, when you bring a third person or other people into your relationship, there are people that get attached. It has nothing to do with the vibrator. The vibrator is just a conduit.
Okay, so just because, so my point is, what does it do that something else that doesn't involve going outside of each other with another human being, how does that improve the sex life? I mean, literally, what is the difference? What are you doing differently besides having sex with somebody else?
Well, one of the things about, let me just say this. One, no, I don't think that swinging or open relationships are going to improve the opinion of marriage. Let me just say that. But the thing about swinging is it's supposed to be, or just from what I've gathered about it, it's supposed to be for healthy couples who form, you know, who become a part of a community of other healthy couples who come together and decide, hey, this is what we're going to do to not spice up our marriage because we already have a healthy marriage and a healthy sex life, but we're going to just add to it. We're going to bring, it's about community. It's about fellowship. That's what swingers in and of itself is supposed to be. I mean, of course, with anything, people kind of go buck wild, and then they have the swingers clubs and all of those things, but the essential piece of swinging, from what I gathered, is between healthy couples who form this agreement to get together and swing. Now, again, like I said, I do not believe that swinging is going to improve the opinion of marriages from society's point of view. I think, like Heather, you said, you know, if that's what you do to, you know, for and it works in your relationship, then by all means, have at it. But for me, I think that what, you know, what would help improve the opinion of marriage for society so more people can get, you know, want to get married is that people actually start, you know, having better marriages, that people start living up to their vows that they, you know, they set forth and what have you. But do I think open relationships swinging is the way to go? No. And I don't believe that. I actually believe, especially open marriages, open marriages and open relationships, I actually think those are an oxymoron, or they don't go together. How can you be committed to someone and you're saying, but I'm going to date or be with someone else at the same time, although with your knowledge? I don't necessarily think that's, not only is it unhealthy, I don't agree with it. But, if that works for you, that works for you.
But I don't think it works.
The main stigma that comes with open relationships, swinging, whatever, is that, you know, it's just a bunch of buck wild people who just don't use any protection. They're just filthy. They're just dirty. They're just nasty. And that is so not the case. That is so not the case. You'll find sometimes that some people do try to, try to cross that line. But for the most part, it's safe, it's protected. You know, there's no pressure to do anything. You know, if you want to you know, watch people, you know, perform intimacy, you can. There's certain, like, rules, regulations, and guidelines that has to be respected and taken into consideration. You know, and not everybody can do this. Not everybody can do this. You have to have trust. You have to have respect. It may sound crazy because it is an open relationship and a certain lifestyle, but there are rules to this, and it's not any type of, you know, buck wild situation where anybody could just get into.
Could you explain the rules to us?
Yes, please.
Rule number one, no means no. Rule number two, no means no.
And what's rule number three? No,
ain't nothing lost at my house. No, let me stop. Rule number three is you are going to leave here with who you came with.
And number four, leave emotions at the door. The only person that you're emotionally involved with is your committed spouse. You can't go to an event and, you know, just, like, be totally smitten with somebody. I mean,
in
the pure sense, you're going to get your behind kicked, yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing, okay? And, Heather, we've had this discussion several times.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
You have made it very clear on several occasions that females are not capable of leaving their emotions at the door when it relates to sexual relations at all.
I didn't say all. I said.
No, what you said was leave emotions at the door. So if we have females who are quote unquote emotional creatures, and sex is an intimacy, how can you leave emotions at the door if it's supposed to be about community, if it's supposed to be about you know, sharing, exposing, all of these kinds of stuff, the very things that you're asking people to be a part of, but then you said leave your emotions at the door. That don't add up.
What do you mean it doesn't add up?
It doesn't. How? I mean, when you have all of those factors, how?
Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying.
Look,
that is an emotion, and you can't control anybody's emotions. What you ask them to do is be grown and don't act on that emotion.
Okay.
Which, according to you,
I can't stop you from saying, "Ow, that hurt." But I can ask you to say, "Ow, that hurt," and go do something else and retaliate.
Exactly. And I totally believe that as a woman, it takes a concerted effort to, number one, release your partner and be present as they experience pleasure from someone else other than you.
And
to not feel, that's very hard to do, and then not to feel some level of anxiety or some level of lack of loyalty towards your partner to give yourself to someone else. Women don't naturally, without any hesitation, operate like that. We weren't created to do that.
Men don't question like that either. It's not
right.
Just women.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a man, but I can tell you what a woman doesn't do, and I know that a woman was not built or constructed to be that way.
Well,
and,
I can tell you
sure
now,
you,
ain't no man going to be happy about his woman getting pleasure from somebody else either.
First of all, humans were built to have sex, period.
Yes.
Humans would have sex whether they were married or not, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, the world proves that. Yeah.
That statement is so far from the truth. Humans are not monogamous animals by nature.
Exactly. Nobody said they had to be, but humans do exercise self-control, which is different than animals who don't.
Right. That is a cultural
thing.
That is
not a cultural. With good reason, because there are consequences if you don't.
What consequences?
There are several. If you don't have some level of self-control, you don't just pull your pants down when you got to go to the bathroom and just start pissing wherever you're standing at.
Did you say piss?
I said piss.
I have been in countries where literally, I pull my pants down and piss in a hole. It's a cultural thing.
No, you piss, but let me say this. If you're at work and you're standing at your boss's desk and you have to go to the bathroom, you excuse yourself and go to the bathroom. You don't just drop your your trousers and go to urinating.
But you said
really
you said
never
piss 2 minutes ago.
Military or been in a field or any of those environments.
Yeah, but you know what? There's some conditioning, and that's the same thing. And that there is some conditioning, but there's some exercising of control. And I'm not saying that people are not at liberty to have sex, and we weren't created to have sex, and that sex is not natural. I'm not against sex. But like anything, it needs to be in its proper place.
What is its proper place?
Exactly. It's being in its proper place, it depends on the couple that had.
Its proper place is an individual choice.
In this conversation, it's not the individual. It's the couple that we're talking about.
Let me ask you a question. If the proper place is an individual's choice, like anything, we all have the right to choose what we are going to do for us. But when what we choose infringes on someone else or affects someone else, then we have to consider them as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So if I come over your house and your children are sitting there watching Disney Channel and me and Joey say, you know what, let's have sex. Your expectation is not for us to take off our clothes and start gallivantly having sex on your kitchen floor.
Now,
we can do it when we want to.
Start when you walk in the
Well,
exactly. There are back. So my thing is that there's a proper and appropriate place, and as adults,
well,
we need to make the decision. That's because y'all like the swing and y'all like open relationships, so it's going to be apples and oranges to y'all. And I'm saying that you just going out here saying it's okay and it's natural and you should, that don't make sense.
Time out.
How did we get from what people of legal age do to kids?
We didn't get to kids. What I said to you was that there is an appropriate time and place and that there are boundaries. And you said, well, why do people have those constraints? Adults can choose to do what they want to do, and sex is natural, and we're just going to do it.
We're not on the topic. We're discussing a whole new different dynamic. The topic is open relationships. I don't know how we got to kids and Disney and, you know, me and Heather going and doing it. That's not the topic at hand. And Heather, I would tell you. Anyway, so
you wish.
Now that's definitely not the topic you want to go to, because two things I'm good at is sex and prayer. So we don't even want to go there.
Yeah. Okay. Blah blah.
We'll get back into this in just a second. I do want to let all of our callers, I know y'all are listening, and you surely have an input. So give us a call at 760-683-2662. We want to hear from you tonight. All right. Now, Q, back to you. What were you saying?
I forgot. I lost my train of thought.
I said
I was going to kick Heather right in the throat. I swear.
Well, kick me in my throat. I'm saying to y'all, help me understand. I'm going to go back. So since we don't know how we got to Disney and kids, Azelle was saying to me that sex is natural. We were created to have sex. And
that's true.
Two consenting adults. Ain't that what you said?
Yes, that's what I said.
And two consenting adults can do it. And that emotions have what factor?
No, that's not what we said. What I said was...
I said, what factor do emotions have? Okay. And so how does that play into swinging and making it appropriate and effective?
Well, we ask you... I can't stop you from having feelings for somebody. I can't stop you from walking down the street seeing somebody and have feelings for them. But what I can ask you is to be respectful and not act on those things. That's all I can do. I can't tell you when you walk in the grocery store and see that dude that's 6'3", 240, bald as night and dark as a shadow, and you oohing about him. I just ask you not to act on him. And the same thing goes when you're in the swing environment. I'm not saying you can't appreciate it, you can't enjoy it. I'm not saying you can't want to see it again in 2 weeks. What I'm saying is don't be calling that man's house or woman's house, blowing up their phone, interfering in their relationship, because that's not what you came here for.
But why would you put that kind of burden on somebody?
Say again? That's not a burden.
Oh, I said now you've broken the contract.
What burden is he putting on? What burden?
You want me to get naked and give my body to this person, but don't attach anything
baby,
else that goes with
no,
my body.
No, baby. Exactly. And Heather, this is how it works. If we're a committed couple, and you see that 6'3", 240, bald head dude in the grocery store, and you be like, you know what, Q? I want to knock his boots. Instead of me saying you are out your mind, I'll say, you know what, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. At least we will, act in our own way, act on your desire.
See, I don't get that because in my mind, if I'm in a committed relationship with you, when I see him, he doesn't even matter to me.
Okay. okay. Okay.
Okay. Here's not even an option to me.
Okay. Okay. Then you know what, Heather, it's not for you. Because they are women. They are going to be women who will Google at a dude. Will Google at that same 6'3", 240 Ezel looking dude. You know what I'm saying? And they were like, you know what? I want that man. So instead of, and like I said, we will talk about it, you know, and if that's what you want as your man, I would say, look, dude, look, you know, my girl digging you, you know, here's the number, let's do this.
Really?
Because, yes, because we've talked about it. And is that something that you want to do in your heart that you want to do? I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to stop you. That's how the game is. That's how the game works.
And that's in an open relationship, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's not
exactly.
Swinging.
That's open
relationship.
I have a question.
Sure.
Do you believe in marriage vows?
Marriage vows are written by man. They're not stated anywhere in the Bible, so they have their basis, but write your own vows.
Okay, well.
What do you mean vows are not in the Bible?
You show me your wedding vows in the Bible.
No. You mean verbatim those vows stated in the Bible?
That's what they are. Show me the wedding vows.
But vows don't have to. No. Vow. The word vow itself means a commitment, a pledge, a guarantee, a contract.
I'm very firm on definition. But
okay, so whatever you decide to make your vows, but what did you say? What do you say in your vows that liberates you to be a swinger?
You say whatever you want.
No, I'm asking, what would you say in your vows that would liberate you to be a swinger?
That I will love you and care for you from this day forward.
And I commit myself only to you and you only to me.
You know how women took that obey out? I'm taking that commitment
exactly.
out.
Wow.
Oh, my. Well, here's my question. Since you're saying that the vows are not biblical, I can find a scripture for you if you like. The scripture does say a man should leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife.
And take a wife. I understand that.
Okay.
But the Bible
also says
that King James had 270 wives and Joseph had 300 wives and, you know, 600 concubines. So, I mean, we can sit here and play that
game. Joseph, that was Solomon.
Right, but you know what? That's not the conversation that you want to get in with me right now. So let's steer clear of that. We're talking about wedding vows.
You brought it up.
Okay.
I didn't bring up multiple marriages. I only brought up vows, and I only brought it up as a question.
All righty. Well, we do appreciate that.
Oh, shoot.
We appreciate that question, and we're going to ding-ding go back to your corner. And
why are we ding-dinging? Why are we ding-dinging? It's a conversation amongst friends.
Well, if you flinging, you got a whole lot of ding-ding going around.
Oh, you know what, Joey?
Let me make my statement based on the question that was asked. Is that okay? Before we go to our next point. Can I make my statement?
Go ahead and make your next point.
Yeah, make your statement.
And I believe I was talking to Q. Is that correct?
Correct.
No, you're probably talking to Ezell.
No, that was Ezell.
Okay, Ezell. Here's my thing. The vows, whether you say that they're man-made or they're biblical, that's not really the conversation that we're having right now. We're talking about swinging and open relationships. But in my vows, be they man-made, I believe that they are their contract or commitment. And my vows say that I would forsake all others.
So how can I swing if I've made a commitment to forsake all others and love only my wife?
That's what your vows say.
Exactly.
And
that's what your commitment. That's what your vows say.
That's the vows you made when you got married. By all means.
Okay.
And again, let me just say this. As far as the open relationship thing, that's totally, they are two separate things. Swinging is not an open relationship. The two people do not have an open relationship. They don't date other people. They are committed. And this is just swinging in the pure sense. They are committed, but they make a decision to, you know, just go to different parties or groups or what have you, and they have sex with other people, but they realize at the end of the night, we going home together. I love you. There's no question of our love. We just swing it, and that's it. That's different from open relationships. Let me ask you a question.
Well, before you ask that question, we do have a couple of people on the line who have either questions or comments. So we want to make sure that we get these people in. So we have Jay from D.C. Jay, what's your comment or question?
Yes, first of all, thanks for taking my call. And I just wanted to chime in a bit, being a veteran of what we call ethical polyamory. It seems as if, first of all, you all are doing a great job, but I do hear a lot of run in and run over some concepts. And just like to add my couple of 2 cents. Everything that we're talking about, be it polygamy, polygyny, polyamory, swinging, that all falls under the overall umbrella of open relationships. So I disagree with the other caller. Now, the boundaries that the people involved set define what kind of open relationship it is. It may be an open swing relationship. It doesn't mean that it's unethical. It means it is open per the stipulations and boundaries that the people involved set. And the thing that makes it a distinction from cheating is that the two people have ethically, two or more people, if it's polyamory, have ethically agreed what the rules of engagement are. Now, I do want to also point out that what a lot of people in this new era confuse is that a party or going to a club is actually swinging. And in reality, that's just attending an event. See,
that's
just because you've gone to a party or gone to a club and had some activity, you know, you may not be a swinger. You just may be someone attending an event. Swinging is a life commitment. It's a lifestyle. It's a life choice that supersedes a party or an event. So, you know, my point is to bring things like marriage vows in it, I think, is a bit naive because of this. And here's my point. Marriage vows, when you say love only, commit only, you can be sexually involved with someone else but still only be committed and love one person. So just because there's been multiple partners doesn't mean that there's been infidelity if the people involved have described among themselves what fidelity is. And infidelity may not be sex with other people to the people involved. Infidelity may be loving another person, paying another person's bills, spending quality time with another person. So infidelity, in a vanilla sense, is, you know, having sex with other people. Infidelity in an alternative lifestyle is what the people involved have decided among themselves what infidelity is.
Yes, sir.
So that's
my
two cents.
Keep
Thank
on
you.
It. Keep on it.
Very well said, Jay.
Oh, please.
Thank you, Jay. We really do appreciate your comment.
Keep it
up for you. We do have another caller, and we're going to go ahead and pull her quickly on in. So we have Kayla from D.C. Kayla, what is your comment or question?
I don't really have anything more to add than, a little bit more to add than what the previous caller said, other than the fact that it really has to be good communication between the people that are in the open relationship or in the swing lifestyle. It has to be noted, though, it's not for everybody. If you feel like your emotions are really going to get involved in it, you can't get the mindset of you're just having sex at the party, you're really committed to me, then it's really not for you. It's not something that you should delve into. It's only for people that have the mindset that they can really handle it. But I agree with 110% what the previous caller said.
All right, then I appreciate your comment as well. Heather, yeah, I'm sure you have something to say. So.
Me too. I do too. I
okay,
got a lot to
so
say.
Joey,
well,
go
Joey,
ahead.
Joey, say what you need to say because I need to regroup.
I think a lot of it, as far as definition goes, again, everybody will define it differently, but at the base of it, it is, you know, people's decision. This is what I'm deciding to do. And I think how marriage relates, because Jay, I believe he stated that marriage vows doesn't mix or doesn't play into what we're discussing. But the topic is this the way to approve the opinion of marriage in society? Because honestly, marriage, in my opinion, I do believe that society has a very small view now of what marriage is. It's a major paradigm shift of marriage is no longer held as sacred or as the next step in relationship as it once was back in the day or back in generations before us or before
mm-hmm.
me. And I think there's a lot of reasons why, which I'm not going to take up too much time in going into, but we do know that financial reasons have changed. You know, there's
mm-hmm.
a change in the women's movement, so women no longer feel like they got to be married to, you know, be empowered or to have, to have finances, whatever. And then the trend of open relationships, swinging, and what have you. I think all of those things have played a part in lowering the opinion of marriage, as well as people not honoring marriages and not honoring, sex. They take it to, and, you know, people will laugh or say I'm retarded or whatever, gullible, naive. But I really do think that people have really just turn sex into just this base primal thing, and that's why it's okay for, you know, people to say, oh, I'm going to swing, or, oh, we're going to have an open relationship, or sex is, you know, if you have sex with somebody, that's not cheating. It's all in the way you're thinking about it. It's all in your perception. So, no, I can't change people's perceptions just by saying, okay, this is wrong, you shouldn't do that. So I'm not going to approach it from that standpoint. Or I can't even glorify this is the new age way to have relationships or to have marriage. My thing is I honestly do believe that if people had, I guess, I don't know how to say it, but if they had a better example of a monogamous relationship that was healthy and that had healthy sexual, not healthy sexual practice, but that you can have an enjoyable, fulfilling sexual life with just one person, and they know that cheating, you know, stepping out on one person or being out with somebody else, you hold those things as things that break the commitment, you know, then I think more people would be more eager or be more willing to participate in monogamous relationships. Again, I do agree
you got to do what works for you. But just on being on, if I must play devil's advocate or not devil's advocate, but just talking about my viewpoint, I do believe that there are a lot of people who this new trend of open relationships, swing and what have you, is because people just do not value traditional marriage or have a good example of what a healthy traditional marriage is.
Okay. Now, before someone jumps in and makes another comment, I do want to make sure that we do get our callers in. And we have another caller on the line, St. John from D.C. What is your comment or question?
I just wanted to say hello to everybody. Hi, Heather.
Well, all right. Well,
all right. Hi,
Heather. See, Heather.
Hey, speak back. That's terrible.
Hey, Joshua.
Go ahead. And, I'm enjoying this conversation. I just wanted to say one of the major things. Is what's making a lot of people, and the guy who was just speaking, you know, he touched on a lot of things. But one of the major reasons why people are so acceptable to this open relationship thing, because marriage now is not really a sacred thing anymore. You know, there's no accountability, you know, when it comes to relationships. Everybody is so into just doing their own thing. And that has become, you know, the new thing for this generation. You know, yeah, I'm gonna have my girl, but I'm gonna have these other girls, or I'm gonna have my guy and I'm gonna have these other guys. You know, that accountability, nobody wants to be accountable when it comes to relationships. So a lot of people really are just saying, you know, to hell with it. You know, I'm gonna have you and I'm gonna have all these other partners. You know, either you're with it or you're not. And a lot of people that really want to be in relationships and be accountable, a lot of them are falling victim to this open relationship, this swingers thing, because they feel like that they can't have anything else, so they settle for less than. They settle for, you know, being in an open relationship because they feel like, you know, I really can't have nobody that's going to be committed. You know, it's like people are cheap. You know, people are cheat on one another. You can't stop that. You know, and most people in their minds, they're saying, well, you know, if they're going to cheat, at least I'm going to know about it. And this, to them, is logic.
Ding, ding, ding.
Who is that dinging on?
Okay. Well, and Ezell, I'm going to get back to you, but I do want to get back to Jay because he does have a comment as it relates to what Joy was saying. So let's just get back to that real quick. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I strongly disagree with both of the last two callers on this premise. See, what they fail to realize is that people who are polyamorous don't say that we are anti-monogamous. We're saying that if monogamy works for you, knock yourself out. But that's not the dictate for everybody. So the cliches like, you know, people aren't willing to commit or people don't hold marriage in high esteem anymore, let me show you how illogical that is. If you look back to your grandparents and your great-grandparents, in our communities, they were having babies out of wedlock and everybody was doing their own thing back then. It was just more discreet. So let's not try to act like, you know, this is some new thing where people have multiple partners. This is as old as the beginning of time. And when you threw in religion, you would do well to check your Old Testament patriarchs who are in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11, that had multiple wives that were never condemned by God unless they intermarried with foreigners from another nation outside of the nation of Israel. So don't we're not saying that we're anti-monogamous. We're saying that it just doesn't work for us. Do your thing. but we're not saying it's bad for us. Now, one of the theories we hold to is the limited love theory. We believe that to say that only one person is enough for you and you can't have love for another person is we use the example of a parent with multiple children. That limited love theory says that if I have three kids, only my first child, you know, gets all my love and the other two children are short. No, the idea is that love is limitless. And if you choose to take the ceiling off of love and apply it to what works for you, it can be successful and it can be happy. And if you choose to limit it, if you choose to limit it to one person, yay, knock yourself out. But don't use cliches like not willing to commit, not willing to honor and esteem. You know, that doesn't work.
But Jay, let me say this. I'm sorry, PJ. Let me just respond really quick to Jay.
Please.
I've never said, Jay, that. And this is Joe. I've never said that I was, that I condemn people who are in poly relationships, or whether or not I'm saying that they are anti-monogamous. I stated, if it works for you, it works for you. I'm just saying, just on my viewpoint, what I view is that because there has been so many unsuccessful and unhealthy monogamous relationships, or the way society views marriage, people have found other ways to make relationships work for them. And what I'm
I think that may be one factor, but that's not the factor.
And then furthermore, let me say, as far as the people of faith in the Bible and things like that, nowhere in the Bible did God say that there is, that you can have more than one wife. He never said that. He never said that you can have more than one wife. That was a decision that people made. Now, you're right, God.
He never condemned them. He didn't,
and I never said people who participate in poly relationships are condemned. I don't condemn people. I don't have the power to do that. I'm trying to make it just like everybody else, so I don't have the power to condemn nobody. But my point, but where I was coming from is that I believe if people had an example of what healthy monogamous relationships or healthy marriages between man and woman, if people have more examples of that, I do believe that there will be the societal trend of marriage and being between a man and a woman, people would be more inclined to walk towards that.
I think, Joe, sorry to interrupt you,
no problem.
Your point is very, very well taken, that monogamy is on trial, but that's not the only factor that influences people in their life choices. Why can't it be about their own happiness? You follow me? It doesn't have to be this cataclysmic reality of monogamy. Maybe this is what a person finds fulfilling. This is where they find their happiness. This is where they find their relational prosperity. Why can't it be that? Why does it have to be as a result of this tragic, example of monogamy that people are now forced in their hopelessness to find some other way, when it can in reality be that people are evolving and learning to again, watch, this isn't cheating. This is an ethical agreement. This is an ethical understanding where people are finding happiness. Let me give you some statistics real quick. From a polyamorous perspective, there are over 500,000 people in this country who live polyamorously openly in America, and approximately another 1 million or so that live it discreetly. There are books, there are seminars, there's education, and see, people who are on the outside, they hear of, Evite invitations to parties and meet and greets, but they don't know the commitment that people who are in want any variety of poly or open relationships, how much they study, how much they prepare themselves mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally to undertake this life choice. You know, there are workshops, education, seminars. In fact, in the D.C. area right now, probably Monday through Sunday, you could go somewhere and sit in a workshop, sit in an education-based seminar to help you further in your journey for your life choice. And it's non-sexual.
I'm just going to say wow. If
once
there
again,
are any,
applaud.
If there are any other callers out there who have any questions or comments, we would really love for you to give us a call at 760-683-2662. I've been getting a couple of texts from people who are saying, Deidre, why aren't you chiming in? Because I'm just listening tonight. This is...
Well, no, I think we need to talk. I mean, I'm not listening. I'm just in shock. Like, I appreciate what Jay has contributed. I appreciate it. But thank you. But I'm in shock because was PJ getting ready to talk?
He had a question for Jay.
Oh, you want to go with your question, PJ?
Yeah, and
I'd like to ask the guy this.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, they want to hear Heather.
Oh,
okay. They want to hear Heather. No, I guess for me, I understand very clearly what he is saying by way of method and what the culture is and that lifestyle and it being a choice. And I don't think anybody here who agrees or disagrees with it is negating that. I realize that it's a choice, that there's a whole community, that there are people like anything who have made a conscious choice about it and others who have just fallen into it by way of something else to do or to bring excitement. The focus of our conversation is whether or not it is an improvement to a marriage with that understanding that that marriage was an exclusive commitment to one another, and because we're having a difficulty, will this help us? Not someone who went into a marriage saying, this is the lifestyle that I live and that this is what I want. I don't care what happens in this society, which way it goes, there is a cloud or a misunderstanding about what marriage is, I believe, in our society. I wholeheartedly agree with Joe that people do not honor it, they do not respect it, they don't hold it in high esteem, and that we disregard it because we have not seen successful marriages. And when we do see successful marriages, we automatically try to find something wrong with it. Regardless of what
successful marriages are a choice. I mean,
well, no, they are a choice, but at the end of the day, you can have a successful monogamous, let me finish my statement, and you want to hear me talk, now I'm talking. A successful monogamous relationship, we are all capable of having them, and I believe, me personally, is that swinging and the necessity of open relationships and swinging is an effect of a lack of self-control and wanting to have more than enough, our gluttonous mentality in this society, our overwhelming of having more, because everybody wants a friend to be loyal. You want to be loyal to your job, and you want your job to make some commitment to keep you. All of these things we make vows and commitments to and contracts and binding. But then we're going to say, oh, but I'm just going to have multiple people, and I want to have multiple people, and I like the openness. Yeah, you have a choice, and you can make the vow to say, you know what, if we want to bring somebody in our bedroom, absolutely you can do that. But in my world, and I'll forever believe, that it leaves a deficiency, it's hurtful, and that there is a bigger issue or a bigger problem behind it, because even if the way we see it or the way I see it is a matter of conditioning.
Hurtful to who, though? If both parties agree,
no.
If both parties are honest to each other and agree to do this,
no.
Who's it hurting?
Because at the end of the day, I am not going to feel that my husband or my partner is 100% committed to me and has my best interest at heart and is my sole provider, protector, and all of that, and he's able to give his body the one thing he outrightly owns and has control over, give that to another woman and say, oh, that was just an act of sex. That wasn't emotion. That wasn't love. Well, you can say what you want to say. I'm just saying that, to me, there is an issue with that, and I think people who make that choice to do that, something is off somewhere. Now, that's just me. You ain't got to agree with it. You ain't got to like it.
Do you realize statistics say 55% of people in the United States are divorced at first marriages, 67% from second marriages,
and trust me, that's not because they don't get to have sex with somebody else. That is not because they don't get to have sex. That's because they are dysfunctional people.
Why it is? I'm not trying to tell you why it is. I'm just telling you the statistics. So evidently, there's something wrong.
No, just because. No. Let me say this to you. Just because. Okay, let me finish. Just because 65,000 people are getting a divorce, or 65% of the population is getting a divorce, does not mean that marriage does not work. That means that people don't work.
Okay.
And that means that two dysfunctional people, because
Isaiah. Heather.
Mm-hmm.
Heather.
Yes. Yes.
I'm hearing an echo. That's why I keep stopping. If it doesn't work, what are you willing to do to save your marriage? Is your pride, is your sense of selfishness more important than your marriage itself?
When a marriage does not work, we need to get to what the root of the problem is, because if the only problem we're having is that our sex life is not exciting, then truly throwing somebody else into the mix of two bland people who don't have good sex is not going to help it. And all I'm saying is that the reason why marriage is not working in America is because you have dysfunctional people hooking up with dysfunctional people, because you have a crazy person hooking up with another crazy person. You have someone who was not prepared for marriage getting into something they have no business in. It is not because if we're having a sex problem in our marriage, we need to figure that out and work it out. Because me going to get Deirdre and bringing you in it is not going to make our sex life better.
It will. Okay.
I'm saying
if your only solution, nobody.
Night. How about that?
Okay. Well, let me say this. If I would never be selfish where I wouldn't be willing to do whatever it takes to make my marriage work between me and my partner, if that includes counseling, if that includes me getting some videos and learning some new moves, if that includes, you know what, maybe we got some belly fat here in the way, whatever, those types of things we can adjust, we can make adjustments. I'm going to do what it takes to please my husband. But I do not believe that another woman or another man getting involved in that, because trust me, when y'all can't pay the mortgage, are you going down the street knocking on, hey, Deirdre, can we get $800 from your household? Because we got a problem with the mortgage down here.
Down, I know exactly I'm going to ask Deirdre for money. Wait,
wait a minute. Look, I'm just saying, okay, let's not ask Deirdre for any money. But what we are going to ask Deirdre for is the opportunity to let Scorpio from D.C. get in his comment or question.
Gosh, messed up.
Oh, my Lord. That's Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Scorpio, yes, you're on the line. What is your comment or question? I'm probably going to have to limit you to 30 seconds or more because I'm a little nervous about this. What do you got to say?
I just wanted to say that, you know, I've been in a happy marriage 11 years with my wife. We are in a swinger. We haven't had any problems. I mean, it's exciting. We have fun with it. We play with it. I don't think if we didn't have other women in our relationship that it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work at all. Not for these 11 years. When I first met my wife, we were both honest with each other. She was into women, and hey, I was into women also. And we made it work. It's just fun, and it's just something to do. You saying that they're two dysfunctional people, who are you to say that what a marriage is supposed to be? It is now 2011. It's what people want to make it be. You know, you can't just say, I'm supposed to come home, you're supposed to come home, we're supposed to go to hell in the room and or whatever, and just beat each other all the time. That doesn't work all the time. What do you do every day that you come home? What do you do to make your man
cook,
come home?
Do homework.
All your man needs is one second to slip out that door. You don't know what your man doing all day. You don't know what your man doing all day. You can say that you're in a monogamous relationship, but you don't know.
First of all.
Okay, wait. Before you go in, because we have people who are calling in. I really want to get these people in.
Oh, I love
it.
Get them in.
I will not forget Scorpio. Trust me, because I know who that is.
Okay, J-Lo from Maryland, what is your question or comment?
Oh, the horseman showing up.
I know, right?
We always come riding through the door together. No, really.
What's up, Jay?
I didn't catch many people's names, but the young lady who was speaking in reference to the dysfunctionality of it. Say again?
No, her name is Heather, just so we clear.
Okay, Heather. Now, Heather's comment, a little bit askew, but I understand it based on probably her upbringing.
Ooh.
I don't know how much of this, I missed quite a bit of this, but humans are the only animals that are monogamous or that are expected to be monogamous. Other animals, just because we walk upright and not just because we walk upright and supposed to have a larger brain capacity, people think we should commit and stay locked there. Most other animals in the animal kingdom have very polyamorous lifestyles. That's how they function. You put one bull in a herd of heifers. You put one cock in a hen house. These things happen for a reason. Now, look at where we are today, here, and just using numbers, 500,000 men, 20 million women. There's going to be some crossover. There's going to be crossover because people have different likes and dislikes. So sometimes I'm going to see one woman who excites me in one way, and I'm going to see another woman who excites me in a totally different way. Oftentimes, my girlfriend and I both like the different ways. So it works for us. I understand her saying that it doesn't work for her, and she doesn't want it to work for her in that manner. If you don't want something to work for you, you won't be open to it, so you won't look at it as an option. You'll look at it as a closed-off track.
Yes, that's why we have AIDS. That's why AIDS rules the world right now.
Okay, so do we have another call, or do I get to say anything?
You gonna throw AIDS into this? For real? You gonna throw AIDS into this? Really?
Oh,
yes.
Deidre, do we have another caller, or can I respond?
I want to make sure that we hit everybody else up. PJ, we do want to get back to you in regards to your question that you have for Jay. Please don't forget that. Heather, let's go.
So
So we don't have another caller.
We do not have a caller at this time, but we are May real soon.
Okay. Well, see, here's my thing. I with Brother J-Lo, what he's saying, it does not work for me, and it won't work for me. We are not the only people or the only animal on the spectrum that have monogamous relationships. There are others.
Yes.
As far as Scorpio, you know, he made it very clear that when he got with his wife, she liked women. So for me, what you have just said was, here are two people who decided, hey, let's partner up. But she really likes women. So to satisfy her liking women, but also because y'all want to be together too, we're going to get married, and since I like women, and I'm a cheater already.
Oh.
Clearly he's a cheater.
No. Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Clearly he is a cheater.
No.
Yes.
No.
Because the only type of man who has to rat out another man and tell a woman, you don't know what your man is doing. Well, you're right, because I'm at work, and he's supposed to be at work, and I'm over here, and I'm not God. I'm not present. I can't see all things. So you're right. I don't know what he's doing. But in a committed relationship, you have trust, and I trust that he's doing right by me. I can't control what he's doing. Only thing I can control is that I am the loving partner, and I am there, and I'm committed, and I'm controlling me. There is no control. And I don't believe that marriage is a thing of force. Force does not work with people.
No.
Force goes out the window. You got to let people choose, make choices. You can't force your kids to do nothing. You can't force. So,
it all depends on where you are.
I believe that the dysfunctional in his relationship was apparent. She likes women. She likes women, and he likes women.
Okay.
So, of course, naturally, we're both going to go to what we like.
But I don't think that's the reason for them getting married, just because they both like women. I think you're way off.
No, I didn't say that's why they got married. I didn't say that's why they got married. My question is, why would a woman who likes women marry a man?
Hmm.
Bingo.
That's my question.
Maybe because she likes men too. You ever think about? It's not because she likes women exclusively. It may be that she loves Scorpio and she loves.
What he said very clearly. What he said very clearly is our marriage would not have lasted this long if we weren't screwing women. That's what
Boom.
He said.
That's what
all right.
He said.
That we
all right.
wouldn't even be together if we weren't screwing women.
Oh, all right. Okay.
If y'all hadn't got to screw women, what the hell did y'all get married for?
Oh.
I'm loving this conversation.
Okay.
Lord.
Well.
And then
right,
to tell me that my man is probably cheating and he's probably doing this and that. Are you kidding me? What dude does that? Dysfunctional people getting with dysfunctional people.
Two crazies got together. Hey, okay, Heather. Let's regroup and let's bring in T from Philly who has a comment or a question.
I have a comment for I believe her name is Heather and a question. My comment is usually when people, let me start over, society is based on a man and a woman relationship, being married, being committed, and trusting one another. But who's to say in an open relationship that trust is not there? First of all, marriages fail because of lack of communication, not because one party or another party is cheating. That's point one. There are many reasons why folks cheat. Sex is not always the issue. The comment about AIDS, I didn't really hear all that, but just to say swingers or whoever is having is the reason AIDS is out here. I'm not sure of the comment. I might hear that wrong.
No, that's not what was said.
Okay,
no, that's
then
not
I'll
what was
retract
said.
It. What was, can you refresh my memory with the AIDS? Because I got cut off.
Yeah, no. I truly do not believe that AIDS is because people are swinging or open relationships. But what the comment was that people are like animals. And, I mean, humans are the only ones that was monogamous. And he stated that, like animals, you got a hen that go, I mean, a rooster that goes in the hen house and sleeps with all the hens because you like what you like. And that's the reason why AIDS is going, it's so rampant because people don't know, have no self-control and are acting like animals and sleeping with everything that they like and not protecting themselves. Do I think that AIDS is because people are swinging and in open relationships? No, because there are smart people who not only have monogamous relationships, but there are smart people who have open relationships and swinging relationships that know to protect themselves and protect the people they're sleeping with. But if you're going around like a cock in a hen house, then yeah, that is the reason why AIDS is spread like wildfire, because people aren't being smart and they just thinking with their loins and not with their minds.
I agree with that.
So what is your question for me, T?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, let me remember what you said. It was the comment about Scorp and his wife and the fact that they both like women, and that's why they crazies or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't say they were crazy because they both like women, because I like women and
no,
I'm not crazy. I don't mean sexually. I guess, go ahead with what you were going to ask me.
Well, just say what you said then, because I missed all they going back and forth with this because I'm on a cell phone.
What I said was that they both like women, so that's what they have in their relationship. And his comment was that they would not be married if they didn't have sex with other women. And
right,
I said, for a woman, are you going to let me answer her question or are you going to talk?
Jesus.
You're going to go ahead.
I'm loving it.
So what I said was, for a woman who likes women and couldn't stay with a man unless she could have women, and for a man who likes women so much that he wouldn't stay with one woman because he wanted to have multiple women, that those are two crazy people to me, dysfunctional, that should have never been married. And a man who automatically assumes, she asked me, what did I say? Let me tell her what I said.
Please let her.
If you don't agree with it, you can make that statement, but let me say what I said. And a man who automatically assumes that, oh, you don't know what your man is doing, he's probably out there cheating, something is wrong with his mindset, because none of us can keep track and lowjack another person to know what they're doing at all times and all moments. It's impossible. So in a relationship, you have to have trust and respect, and believe and honor that the other person who you've committed yourself to, as they've committed themselves to you, is working at your best interest at heart, and you're doing the same. That's what I said.
Okay. And we do appreciate you recapping what you said. And I know y'all getting upset with me. I keep coming in and cutting y'all off. But we do have one, and I just want to tell everybody, I do appreciate you all calling in and getting in your point. Jay is no longer on the line, so we're not going to be able to get that question back out to him unless he calls in real quickly, and, you know, we'll be able to talk with him on the after show. But we do want to bring in Cassandra. Hold up. I do need to let y'all know that we will not be accepting any more callers tonight, because there's a lot of stuff that's being said amongst everybody, and I need y'all to talk about it. So we won't be pulling any more callers after we hear from Cassandra from Maryland. Cassandra, what's your comment or question?
Hi. Okay, I have a couple of things. The first thing is, and this may have been said, I apologize for coming in towards the end of the conversation, but there are several societies outside of America that have marriage amongst more than one person. And it's been done before America was even established. It's been done even before Christianity was established. And I think that that point was made. So to make the point that people are crazy or dysfunctional because they don't espouse to a belief that wasn't here before, you know, a certain period of time is crazy in itself. The second thing is when Scorpio spoke, he said that you do not know that he is cheating. He did not say that your man was cheating. I think it's kind of funny that the presumption is that he was saying that your man is cheating when he was making the point that, like you are making it, it's probably the same point, which is that you have to trust that the person is doing what they say, but you don't know for a fact what they're doing when you're not there. And I think that's all that he was trying to say there. The third thing is, when we talk about commitment, and when we say that commitment is between two people, and we talk about sex itself, I think you really have to identify what goes into making sex what it is. If it is an activity that the two of you can agree is not a part of making your relationship what it is, if you feel that you can share a sexual activity with someone outside of the two of you, then I do not feel that, one, that that's cheating, or two, that that's crazy. I think that it's an enhancement, just like you have sexual aids and the tapes that you were talking about. That can be the same thing. It's just a physical act with someone else. So I think it's about a mindset. And it's fine to say that I can have my opinion, you can have your opinion, but when you interject words like crazy and dysfunctional about something that you are not practicing, you are creating a hostile environment. You're also not open to understanding another point of view. And that's really just all that I wanted to say about that.
Well, you know, Cassandra, thank you, but I want to be very clear that I did not say that people were crazy and dysfunctional, and that's why they
swing.
What I said was marriages do not work because you have two dysfunctional and two crazy people who got together. I never said people who swing and are open-minded
outside of marriage is crazy and dysfunctional.
We can all sing together,
I wrote it
but
down.
We can't all talk together.
I did not say. Now, one thing for sure and two for certain.
They can run it back.
You
okay.
can listen to the tape 24/7. After this show, we have, what is it called, the whole little,
we
listen to it.
Our time.
On demand.
Right.
Okay, well, email
time,
it to
so
me. What I said,
it.
Okay, well, Cassandra, let me be clear. I don't have to think or describe someone as crazy or dysfunctional because they make a choice as an adult. What I said and what I believe is that when Ezell says 65%, of marriages are ending in divorce, I said that's because two dysfunctional people or two crazy people alike have gotten together and are not willing to work at marriage or have not put in the work or were not prepared for marriage. I've never said, nor do I believe, that you are crazy because you're a swinger or you're crazy or dysfunctional because you have an open relationship. It's not for me. I don't agree with it. But neither are you crazy or dysfunctional. I didn't take it personal because as far as Scorpio knows, I don't have a man. So I didn't take it as him saying, oh, your man is out cheating. I took it just as he said it. You don't know what your man is doing right now. He could be cheating on you when he goes and you're not around or whatever he said. He could be doing his own thing. You don't know. And regardless
okay,
of what anybody
to
thinks.
Say that. I also wanted to say that polyamory and swinging are two different things.
I agree.
Because
Jay
polyamory
doesn't seem
is
to think
about
so.
Love.
Yes, they are.
Polyamory is about love in a relationship. Swinging is about a physical activity with someone outside of your immediate relationship. Two totally
and
different
I
things.
I totally agree. Yes, they are.
You have to plan and develop a polyamorous relationship. And anybody that goes into that has gone into it with much thought, and there's a lot of communication. Those are the two things that are in common with those two types of activity with swinging and polyamory is a lot of talking, which is something that doesn't
mm-hmm.
happen in the traditional patriarchal Christian marriage relationship. There, and I think that's
right.
a lot of the reason why relationships break up, because cheating really isn't about
sex. Well, how do you know that doesn't happen in those kind of relationships? How do you know that doesn't happen?
Because 71%
you know what?
Of them ended in divorce.
But communication isn't necessarily why. You just said that cheating wasn't why. So we're going to say it's communication, but it's not cheating.
Sex, money, your mother, your father, it's communication. I don't care what it is.
Well, we can put an umbrella over anything and make it anything.
Well, I'm just saying that for the sense of a relationship, it's about communication. That's how you end up with someone, is through some level of communication. What happens is that breaks down. And when you are unable to talk with the person that you have that relationship with anymore, and there's someone outside of your marriage that you decide can fulfill that for you, that's typically where cheating in a two-person relationship comes from. The two people can't talk
to
each other.
So you having sex with somebody else is communication that you're not having at home.
Exactly.
It's something that is not being fulfilled within your home, and you being unable or afraid to talk to the person about that problem. And so you feel
it
outside of
that. And sex makes that all right. And sex fulfills that for you.
No, I'm not saying that. I didn't say sex made it all right. I said that communication and the breakdown of that is typically what causes cheating. And that can happen in any type of relationship. But what I was saying is that swingers and polyamorous people typically have a lot more communication going on because of the dynamics that are there. And it tends to make it harder for the breakdown to occur.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was saying.
But Christian folk don't have it, and that's why it occurs. Wow.
No, I didn't say Christian folk don't have it.
Wow.
I said that we are set up to not talk to each other. We have so many rules and perceptions and crazy dysfunctional things.
Who is we? Who is we?
Christians. Heather.
First of all, half the people. No, the majority of that 65%, the majority of that 65%, I can guarantee you aren't even Christians. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, really?
I disagree.
I would say up to 90% are Christians.
No.
I'm not going to put it on Christianity. I want to be clear. I'm not putting this on Christianity.
And that's what you just said, putting it on Christianity, man. I can't stand for that.
I'm not putting it on Christianity. I'm just disagreeing with what Heather is saying.
I just truly believe, and I think that's the thing about what it is why people can't have conversations, because at the end of the day, they're going to make it about this side versus this side, rather than just openly discussing it. Like I said, like, people actually took my comments as I was coming against people who are in polyamorous relationships or who swing. I don't come against nobody. I'm not, again, I can't condemn you. I can't put you in a hell or a heaven. I can't do any of that. But what I can do is I can openly have a discussion with you. I can give my opinion, and I can state my opinion and let you have your opinion without making it a us versus them type of thing.
Right.
Now, on the other side of that, I do believe that people have made the decision to form these different types of relationships and the way to relate with each other, because the original foundation or the original view of society did not work for these people for whatever reason.
Who are you talking about forming that? Are you talking about King Solomon from the Bible? Are you talking about
I'm not making it a religion.
So who are you
I'm
saying
not
made that decision?
I'm just saying society. Just society
what
as
society
a whole.
What society are you talking about? What society?
All society. There was at one point that.
Are you kidding me?
But this is what I'm saying, is that you're thinking that what you believe in society.
Calm down.
I'm sorry, y'all, we really can't talk over each other.
One at a time, please.
Let it be. Drink out of water fountain, vote. Please don't tell me you're basing your life on that. Please.
What did you say?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
What I'm saying is, when you're saying society, Cassandra is exactly right.
Cassandra's exactly right about what?
Yeah, I'm still lost.
Right there. the United States of America is what? 200, 400 years old? And you're trying to say that, well, society, the United States is a microcosm of society. They left England because they pay taxes and then they changed everything. We drive on the right side of the road because they drove on the left side of the road. I mean, so to say that is narrow-minded.
You can't say that's narrow-minded. I think in general, when we say society, we all have a common understanding that we're not talking about everything and everybody, but we're talking about what is common practice amongst the nation, what we're a part of.
Right, but that's because I don't know if you've been outside the United States, but for those is bigger than the United States.
Well,
yes,
we all know that the world is bigger, but for the purposes of this conversation and moving forward, if you're ever back again, we're going to discuss the USA, okay?
No, we're not.
No, we are. We are.
Conversation.
I said for the purposes of this conversation, what we are discussing is we're going to break it down to the most menial terms for those of us who are sheltered and have not broadened our horizons.
Uh-oh.
We're going to stick to the boundaries of the 50 states.
And
can we
I'm
do that?
Just saying, and I'm
no.
just saying.
Including the District of Columbia.
And I'm just saying I'm not making this a us versus them. So please, I'm not against the polyamorous people and the swingers. Please don't make the Christians look like we are the reason why marriage and divorce is so rampant. That's all I'm saying. Let's just make this an open conversation without making it a us versus them. That's all Joseph Snyder is saying. That's all I'm saying. That's it.
Okay, Joe.
All right. Well, we are winding down, and
I don't want to wind down.
Let me say what I got to say. We are winding down. We have less than about 3 minutes for our live show. However, if you still want to get in on the conversation, we do have an after show. And the after show allows everybody who is in queue to have the ability to get in on the conversation. So if you're out there and you want to get in on this conversation, this is the time to call in. Because in about 2 minutes, it cuts off and we go live.
We can't cuss.
We're not cussing. Okay?
We can't cuss.
We're on the air. Yeah, no cussing. Okay?
Have you ever heard the saying? Have you ever heard the saying? Don't make me glad twice.
No.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, wow.
What does that mean?
What's the next show,
Deidre? hold up, real quick. I'm sorry.
Strip marijuana be legal?
Stripping.
That is not the next show.
Stripping once, what? Should marijuana be legal?
That's not the next show.
It is not the next show.
Who said that?
Somebody who's clearly high tonight. And I'm about sick of them. That's what I'm going to say these last 2 minutes. I'm sick of you, and I'm sick of you.
And I'm sick of you.
Good.
Oh, y'all.
I hope you get so sick your
tonight.
Stomach hurts and you vomit
you
the rest of the night, because that's how sick I am of you.
Oh, you
and Heather have cut up. Ooh, y'all cut
because
up.
Because you know what kills me? What kills me is that anybody who takes an opinion and a stand for something, you got to be narrow minded and close, and you said this and you said that.
No, you're not narrow-minded and closed, but you did say what you said.
No, I did not say that people who swing and have open relationships. Well, you know what? What I want you to do is when you get some free time, in the next 24 hours. I want you to listen to the thing, and I want you to tell me where it's at, mark it. If it's 24 minutes in, 35 minutes in, where I said people who swing and have open relationships are dysfunctional and crazy.
Okay.
We can talk about this in the after show.
Wait a minute.
Please come back next week where we're going to be talking about I still want to be a hoe, but I want to be in a committed relationship.
Well, how you still want to be a hoe? That just might as well be part two to open relationship and swinging.
No, that's different.
That you want to be a whore, but you want to be in a committed relationship?
I don't think they say hoe. I think that's what they